Resistance 3 is Insomniac's third attempt to deliver a flagship shooter exclusively for the PlayStation 3. With the previous two titles receiving mixed reviews and with a longer dev cycle this time from 2 years to three, expectations were high going into this game. Insomniac has gone back to the drawing board and has ditched the main character from the first two games, which has enabled them to create a more personal, character-focused story, which has ultimately created the best Resistance game thus far. The story of Resistance 3 happens 4 years after the events of Resistance 2. Unlike in the previous Resistance game where there was a battle on to defend Earth, in this game we have completely lost. The war is over. New main character Joseph Capelli is amongst many survivors who are in hiding from the Chimera, although he is forced to come out when a new terraformer is on its way that's going to completely destroy their hidden base. With this realization and with the series staple Dr. Malakoff claiming to be able to stop the Chimera, Capelli sets off from Oklahoma all the way across the country to New York to try and stop the Chimera. Insomniac has added a personal touch by introducing us to Capelli's family, including his wife and son, who is sick. And throughout the whole game, he's on this mission just to get to New York so that he can see if his family is still alive. In the end, this works fairly well at pushing you forward in the story. However, with the cutscenes being shot outside of engine and the voice acting not syncing up with the voice animations, it kind of breaks the experience. The gameplay of Resistance 3 once again focuses on the weapons. That's one thing that Insomniac has gotten right every time in every Resistance game thus far. They give you weapons who not only have their primary function, but also have a secondary function that adds to elements of strategy. What's neat this time around is that every weapon can be leveled up the more you use it. There's up to 2 levels for every single gun. They add things like new abilities for the secondary weapons or even just better aiming, where with the sniper rifle it actually will show you a reticule that you can aim into to ensure that you get a headshot. New weapons such as the cryo gun, which allow you to freeze enemies with its primary function and then shatter them with the secondary, keep every encounter interesting. Now, one thing that Insomniac did from the previous game is they allow you to carry a full arsenal with you. Unlike Resistance 2, which only lets you carry 2 weapons, you can now carry every single weapon that you pick up. This also adds to the strategy element because every encounter in Resistance 3 is different every time you play it. There are multiple paths to take, so when you replay this game, not only are you taking different paths, but you're also using different weapons. Health packs are back in the game, and I often found myself going into an encounter with full health and then backtracking when I lost my health to find a health pack that I knew was still there. This again adds to an element of strategy and keeps you on your toes going into every battle. AI in the game is not the greatest, and there were moments where I could see them in the distance, but I wasn't close enough to them to activate them. Although once activated, they do try to flank you and are constantly moving, keeping you on your toes. The graphics in the single-player campaign are actually very good. There were moments where I was kind of awestruck, seeing a destroyed St. Louis and destroyed New York City. It's fairly obvious, however, that the multiplayer didn't get this graphical focus, because it doesn't look nearly as good. The audio design in this game really isn't that good. I played with a pair of 5.1 headsets, and at moments where the Chimera were grunting or yelling, I had no idea what direction they came from. Coupled in with the voice acting not matching up with the voice animations, they definitely could have put a little bit more focus into this. So overall, Resistance 3 is the best Resistance game thus far. However, in terms of just overall game, it's just an average shooter. The game does nothing new to iterate on a genre that is completely flooded with titles. This was Insomniac's chance to try and do something with their series that no other game has done before. Instead, they went to the manual on creating first-person shooters and made sure everything was there. Stealth level? Check. Sniper level? Check. Follow guys so he can go up the door and kick it open for you? Check. If you've done it in a first-person shooter, then chances are you're going to do it in Resistance 3. Couple in with that a multiplayer that is so Call of Duty that it's almost sad, you end up with a game that is just average. Had this been the first Resistance game that was released 5 years ago, we would have been all over this. Instead, I'm left giving Resistance 3 a 7 out of 10.